Thank you, Don. That was a blessing. It's a blessing for me to be with you here today. Trusting God's promise that he made to, or Jesus' promise he made to Paul. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. See how that works out. Trust you, Lord Jesus. Actually, when I decided to go ahead with today and not get somebody else, I was having a lot less problems than I have. It's really not my shoulder, just some attending issues. But I appreciate your prayer, and I did share some of this message at the Missionary Encouragement Service with Dorothy's help by phone, and as I was in a recliner. But I did want to share this with you because it's become a living message to me, and I pray that it challenges you in your walk with the Lord. I am daily blessed with Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. There it is again, the rest. And I want to consider with you what God sees as rest. And if I think of it right, what I'm doing here this morning is rest. I find it's not inactivity, but it's rather his activity. But I'm thankful Jesus said in that, my burden is light. And the writer of Hebrews speaks, as Wayne read this morning, part of that passage, about the rest that he wants us to enter into. And I just, a few verses would, and interesting that the writer of Hebrews almost quotes right from Psalm 95, where the psalmist spoke of that time where they provoked the Lord there at Kadesh Barnea. It's called the time of day of temptation in the wilderness. And he says, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart. They've not known my ways. And then, so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. And whether I get to say it later or not, I just want to mention that the rest that he wanted them to enter into was so much special activity with the Lord's power. And what they chose by unbelief was to mark time in the wilderness. God took care of them. They were, I guess you'd say, unbelieving believers because they were his people, but they would not enter into his rest. So then in the end of chapter 3, it says, so we see they could not enter in because of unbelief. That's what kept them out. The whole thing I'm talking about of rest depends on believing God and trusting him. And then Wayne read 4:1, but I want to read 11:2. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. And then verse 11, he says, let us labor therefore enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And I would just say that I believe God wants every Christian to be entering into that rest. And I just want to say more about that as we look at God's major illustration of what that means. But I want to go back to Exodus 6, 6 through 8. You know that the children of Israel were led there. It was a blessing for Joseph to go there and bring his family there. And then another Pharaoh raised up and saw that they were becoming so strong and fearful of what would happen. And he put them into slavery. And then God called Moses there to challenge Pharaoh, let my people go. He wants them free from this slavery. And you know that after some of the things that were, God showed his power there, that they took away the straw. They were supplying it. Now you have to go gather it. And they just made their life so miserable. But God was with Moses and gave him this word to share with them. Wherefore, say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rid you of their bondage. I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And they really needed to hear this next verse. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning which I did swear and give to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. And he said, I will give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. So they not only had God's promise, he said, I will not only bring you out, but I'm going to be your God, but I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to give you the land. So God did bring them out, many wonders, and finally they were driven out because of the death of the firstborn. God not only took them out, he brought them across the Red Sea with a miraculous work. But then, after giving them the law and things at Sinai, he took them to a place called Kadesh Barnea. And that was where they were now going to go into the land where God was going to give them. And if you remember, they took one man from each tribe, and they spied out the land for 40 days. While the people waited, they came back, and 10 of them gave an evil report. Joshua and Caleb, they said, if God so works in us, we can do it. But these are some of the things they said. Nevertheless, the people, well, they said the fruit of it was good. There's unbelievable fruit in that land and good things. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Anak was one of the main giants. The Amalekites dwell in the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of the Jordan. And they're already, the people are getting very upset. Caleb, he stilled the people before Moses, said, let us go up at once and possess it. We are well able to overcome it. But the men that went with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Remember, God said, I'm going to give it to you. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people we saw in it are men of great stature. And we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And then they said this, and so were we in their sight. And that's an interesting thing to me. He said, it's one thing that we feel like grasshoppers, but they see us as grasshoppers. 40 years later, when the spies went to Rahab's house in the land, she said, once God opened the Red Sea for you, we were terrorized. We were terrorized in this of God did not, the people did not see them as grasshoppers. So anyway, they would not go in. They would not believe God. They would not take him at his word. And so God said, okay, you're going to wander in the wilderness 40 years, 1 year for every day you searched out the land. And the thing about rest is this. God's rest was them going in. and taking the land. And all that happened on that. As they came across the Jordan into the land with their children that grew up and now were willing to go into the land. But it's a special, I think, such an important thing that Joshua was in there and he was over by Jericho, one of those things that terrorized them, this huge walled city. He lifted up his eyes and he looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And I think you know the story. And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? The captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon you standest is holy. They would have never dreamed to be in there right by Jericho with this, how are we going to take this city? And that God, the Lord here, said to him, you are standing on holy ground. And so God's rest is filled with challenges, things beyond us, seemingly impossible challenges with his rest. But as you look through the story, God showed them what to do. To take Jericho meant walking around it and walking around it and walking around it, shouting and the walls fall down. God sent hailstorms in their battles. God lengthened the day for Joshua when they needed more time to win the battle. And as long as they were submissive to the Lord, God was giving them the land. It was, yes, they were busy. They were busy taking it, but it was God's doing it through them. And that's why I come to this passage again in Matthew. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. You got things too heavy for you to bear right now. It's too much for you. I'll give you rest. And it's the same rest where you allow the Lord Jesus to, you yoke up with him, and it's his doing. There was an illustration I want to share, just Lord willing, this afternoon, just out of the daily bread, in the matter of feeding 5,000. They had to do their part, but there's no way they could feed the people with what they had. And so I really believe that is the key to, you yoke up with the Lord Jesus, he does the work, he is the one that, so you trust his work through you. you're involved. He uses you. He works through you. But it's his work. And I just would share this as a daily challenge, because I think God wants us to experience daily entering into his rest. Whatever he sets before you, whatever he has for you to do, but to know his burden is light. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. And I just want to close with this challenge. In John 14:12, Jesus said this. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. You think about that. What an amazing verse. The things that I do, those that believe will do also. And faith is a critical issue in all of this. It was unbelief that kept them out. It was faith that took them in and allowed God through them to reclaim the land and to restore the land. But I just want to remind you what Jesus said when he came home in Luke 4. because he says, the things that I do, ye shall do, if you believe in me. And you know, he picked up Isaiah 61 and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, sent me to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised or broken, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And what I'm saying, Jesus said, if you believe me, if you trust me and allow me, I'll work through you to do the things that he came to do. He can, through you, proclaim the gospel to people, share the gospel with people. And if you're yoked up with him, he'll be doing it through you, but you will be speaking the words. He has sent me to heal brokenhearted. There's people that need their hearts healed. You can be part of that with Jesus working through you to declare deliverance to those who are captivated and in bondage to things. The recovering of sight to the blind, and such a need in that area for eyes to be open to the truth and to the battles that we are in, to set at liberty them that are bruised. It's not going to say that he's going to use you all in some areas that he specializes some to, but let me say again what he said. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. That's a pretty amazing thing for him to say. Greater works than these shall he do, and I think that's because his children, many doing it, because I go to the Father. So I would just, again, it reminds me that God's rest is not inactivity, but it's his activity and dependence on him to do through every one of his children by his power, by his spirit, what's on his heart. And so I just challenge myself and all of us to enter into his rest. Choose daily to yoke up with him and allow him to do through you what you can't do on your own. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Thank you for God's wonderful plan. Father, I just want to thank you today for your plan to work through your people. When we're saved, you put your Holy Spirit in us. You work through us. You do what we cannot do by entering into your rest. And Lord, I just thank you for at least enabling me to share the thoughts. And I pray that this would be a challenge to me, to every Christian, to enter into your rest because it's your work. And again, Lord Jesus, I believe, pre-incarnate, Lord Jesus, you were there to take over at Jericho. I'm not here to take sides. I'm here to take over. And that's what he wants to do in my life and every Christian's life here. Keep that challenge before us, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, being to me thy great salvation so rich and free. How forever grateful, Heavenly Father, we are for sending your Son, and to you, Lord Jesus, for coming, showing us how to live, and bearing our sins on the cross. We give you praise. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.